medium, ghetto, intelligent, her conversation, so won't you come hang with the gang? Relatable topics from coming up broke to the nonsense, they all come along with these dames. From trust funds to trapping, we cover it all in with laughter, so won't you come grab you a seat? From Oso Othello, you know that we medium, ghetto, and nothing can even compete. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Medium Ghetto Podcast with your host, Jamar. And today we got Marcus here. And listen, we're going to be talking about the bro code. We're going to be talking about like 10 rules of the bro code. Listen, let me get my phone real quick. We use phones now for notes. And who's ever been buddy fucked before? Where your man then screwed you over and broke the bro code?
I don't think I... No, I don't think I have, personally. But then again, like I said, I was telling you before we started recording that, like, I primarily hang out with women, so...
Why?
From childhood. It springs from childhood. Yeah, because it was funny. I was just having this conversation with my other group of friends. I was like, growing up in middle school, of course, you get bullied. And I was an even thicker kid, so you got bullied for that shit. So... the dudes that you would have hung out with were your bullies.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's just like, you know, me and my brother, you knew us when we were younger. We were the nerdy kids.
Exactly. Right?
Always in a book, talk to each other, anime shit, all that other whatnot. And it wasn't until like I graduated and the wonderful world of social media reconnecting with some of the people you went to school with, and they're like, oh, we just figured you were gay.
Wow.
So now I know why people were like even worse, not giving them an excuse, but it's kind of fucked up. But like, that's why I always gravitated towards women. But I was like, the funny thing is like, isn't that a good thing? Like, that gives me an easy in,
right?
To go to friends, to more, you know?
I mean, that's true. You do get all the secrets. Like, hanging out with a bunch of like women, you get all the secrets on how to kind of get women. They be telling you what they're into and
exactly.
What. Now you get the tea.
Mm-hmm. But too many dudes, they're closed minded.
I think with most bros and closed mindedness, I think we are, most of us, like the general public, is closed minded.
Mm-hmm.
I think like the whole situation, if you hang out with a bunch of girls, apparently you're gay.
Yeah.
But I think on the contrary, you should be concerned about all your boys who want to hang out with the other boys and make boyfriends on 2K.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing that was called, the reason why I sort of kind of don't have a whole bunch of guy friends, the amount of guy friends I have, I can literally count on one hand, is that I've noticed over the years, as I started to mature, was that certain dudes, like, will act different in front of chicks.
Oh, my God. You ever had
and it irked the fuck out of me
at the parties?
Yep.
And like, you're trying to you're like not paying attention during your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a dude push out the way for a chick?
Yeah.
Oh my, yo, those people deserve like fire. Like, you need to get burned by the stake. It's no way you want to seem that much like a man.
It just seems kind of desperate to me. The way I see it, I'm like, if you're gonna change who you are just for some booty, why do I even want to associate with you?
Exactly.
That's the thing, because I'm like, if that's what you're doing for booty, like, what else are you gonna do? Like, that's a motherfucker you can't rob a bank and take with you, because he'll be the first one to snitch. They threaten you with time, he snitch on everybody.
They gonna bring in the baddest John to help him snitch.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What would you do for this information?
Exactly.
He gonna curve. Oh my god. Nah, yeah, you're right, because like you see it, like people switch up just for a girl and they be like, mm-hmm. I wanted a girl, or it's crazy, just for some booty.
Desperation is
a real thing.
A real thing, and it's crazy out here. And I've noticed it's gotten worse in more years, and I'm like, y'all need to start being manly again.
Yo,
like,
that is crazy.
It's weird, because I'm like,
weird. Mad weird.
I'm like, I hate the term, but the simp season.
Honestly, guys, like, so, all right, what is a simp in your definition?
That's a good question. So, for me, a simp is someone, a guy most of the time, that is overly friendly to a specific suitor.
Yeah.
and basically doing way too much for his role in that person's life, and over complimenting and being a pick me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because so, for example, if you are in a person's life and they're not showing you intention, but you're giving all the attention, then you simping right now.
I see what you're saying. And it's just like, also, like, when you give your dignity, I think that's the main thing.
Yeah.
When you give up your dignity for a lady and she don't do nothing, she has not even shown that she was romantically interested in you, and you continuously, like, give up and disrespect yourself.
Yeah.
Like, spend crazy amounts of money on her, which, you know, take you away from your goals.
Yeah.
You had things planned, but because she needs help, you
drop everything, to help her out, and she'll still be like, you're the best friend.
Yeah, and you will pick her up from her drunk.
Oh, the worst thing is one-nighters. When she starts telling you about other dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Even more so when you talk about other dudes that wrecked her shit. That's even more worse.
Yeah, and then you just, you got the still face. Mm-hmm. But you get in the car, you probably like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Feelings hurt.
Feelings
But you still simping for some reason.
That's crazy. I just think you should pick your bags up and go to the left. Where would Beyonce say?
The way I say it is, this is the new mantra I've been giving myself to make sure I don't fall into the simping ways, right? Because the fucked up thing is, my love language is giving, right? So it's easy for me to slip up and be like walking that simping shit, but I'm like, I had to step back and like reevaluate myself, because I was like, dog, I'm valuable. What the fuck am I doing?
Exactly.
Like, you go. I'll say all that to say, my mantra is, you get no attention without intention.
That's what you're saying.
If I don't see that you showing any type of affection, or that you're into me like that, or if I'm just going to be a friend, I'm dipping.
Are you making the first move though? You trying to like, do you like test the waters?
See, nowadays, it's hard to be the first move, because everybody's been you seem thirsty type shit.
Oh yeah, yo, usually girls that say that, they just over, they burned out a little bit. I don't even lie.
Yeah, but I'm at the point
that way. They're gonna be like, oh, I really appreciate that.
It's hard. I got into the point, especially this year more so, is that fuck, I'm work on myself.
Yeah,
like I don't have time. Dating takes money and time.
It does.
Right? And I have a lot of shit that I want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. So, if you're not meeting my standards, and it's sad to say that my standards are up here and not many people are coming up there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if all you have to offer me is your box, that I can get that from anywhere. I need more, right? I need to see something in you. Right, so I'm like, why waste time searching for something? Whatever is out there for me will come.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I ain't worried about it, because fuck it at this point, because it does nothing but cause you stress.
You're right,
you stressing and everything over a woman when you can be like getting your money up, getting yourself in shape.
You're right about that.
Like, shit, I've been getting up. The great thing about me working from home is I can get up, I do my workout, get my protein shakes, take my supplements and whatnot, get some work done, go for a walk, and chill. After work, if I want to go out, I can go out. If not, sit on my couch, enjoy my big ass screen TV, watch a movie or two.
You know everything about
two.
Bringing Charles over there?
Nah.
Work day?
Yo, my peace. We protecting our peace all 2023 and beyond. The amount of shit that you see on the internet and whatnot in social media land, it's sad to say that when in our generation, when we were growing up, when we just started getting social media wasn't to the point where you can like sort of kind of isolate what a person's personality is like.
Yeah.
It's sad to say that in this generation, you can tell exactly what people's personality is like, and you can read them more so, and sort of kind of get like a personality profile on like a lot of these people. And I'm not with the shit.
Right.
At the point. So I'm like, nah, I don't need nobody interrupting my piece. I was like, I got my own little bar set up. So if I want a little drinky drink, I can do my little drinky drink. Right? And I can chill. I don't need nobody mooching off my shit.
Yeah, you're right. Like, we got a lot of homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
And they come over there. They be like, yo, Marcus, mm-hmm. you got the setup. You, her man.
And I'm a host.
You know what I mean? You going to get her a drink. She mm-hmm. going to stay over there a couple days and it's over.
Mm-hmm. No, she probably won't even stay. She probably dip. As soon as she's done getting her little drinky drink on.
Yeah, you got to get out of here. But we're going to, let's get into it though, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this. So, first one, right? Never let your bro or yourself sacrifice his dignity for a girl, right?
Yeah.
So, you ever had a bro, like, flake on y'all plans for a girl?
When I was younger, yeah.
I can go to high school with this one. Guess what? I was going for class president in high school. You know, my friends told me, the people who said they were for me,
mm-hmm.
no, I'm not going to vote for you because this hot girl's going for class president.
Mm-hmm.
You just sold me out. Just to this day,
mm-hmm.
after that day, I don't know what got my mind correctly, right? You are not my friend. I knew
no,
that.
No, exactly.
You just
nah.
sold me out for a whole shit. I'm like, yeah, damn.
That's not your girl.
Yo, you are those people are thirsty.
That's the definition of thirsty and sipping.
Yo, my favorite is, oh my God, when a girl breaks up with you
mm-hmm.
and you see your homeboy still buy her stuff.
Yeah. First of all, why is your homeboy buying your ex shit?
Not me, but his girl, his ex.
Huh? That's weird. Nah.
I was like, hey, nah. Yo.
Mm-mm. We ain't doing that.
Or like 3 years later, where you still saying she the love of your life?
Yeah, nah, we ain't doing that. I
oh
told
my
you.
God.
No simp in 2023.
Exactly. Like,
nah. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Nah.
I've seen it, man. Ooh, my favorite was this. Like, I always gave my boy a ride. And
mm-hmm.
this time we went up to the Philly, right?
Yeah.
And this man did me dirty. I haven't talked to my man for 4 months. I'm always giving my man a ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes I'll sacrifice taking a girl home to make sure you're home safe, bro. And, you know,
that's the epitome of bro code.
You know what he did one day?
He dipped on you.
He dipped on me and was like, yo, bro, could you get a lift? This is why this episode is about emotions. We talk about frustration.
Yeah. Because
I'm frustrated with the bro code right now. It's pissing me off. Because they've been breaking it, and I've been trying.
See, just like we were talking about this before. Like, you have to start at a certain age. Like, we're going to... Like, how old are you now?
Man, I'm 31.
You're 31.
Holy
boom.
Shit.
Once you hit a certain age, you got to start whittling down that friend group. And the sad thing is I learned the lesson the hard way earlier, mm-hmm. right? Because you are the product of your, let's say, 5 closest friends.
Right.
That you hang out regularly. You start taking on their mannerisms, their personalities and everything else like that.
Their tendencies.
Them jokes, them tendencies, good and bad, right? So I always follow the rules, what my dad and mom always instilled in me. Becomes friends with people that know more and have more than you.
Mm.
Because that forces you to improve.
Exactly.
Right?
It gives you the opportunities to improve because they're
exactly.
always in that mode.
And you're expanding your circle because if they got more and know more than you, then they're going to start bringing you into those things, especially if you're on the same wavelength
mm-hmm.
and into certain certain shit and whatnot. Because like for me, I'm a tech guy. Right.
Yeah.
I'm a business owner. I do software and stuff like that. So a lot of my, like I said, only got a few male friends. Most of my male friends are business partners, right?
Yeah.
Like, we work on certain things, and by being around those people, they've brought me into rooms, brought me onto projects to expand one, my skill set, and challenge me to make me better. And when I have projects that I can't take on by myself, I know I can pull them in, and we got each other's backs, right? So I say all that to say is you got to start whittling down your circle because people like that
exactly
is what you end up like.
It's a bro-tastrophe.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, you can't be doing that. And I'm like, yo, I've been seeing, oh, man, my first time I've seen someone break the bro code.
When?
It was before I graduated high school. This is when I knew niggas ain't shit.
Yeah.
So, right? This shorty, right?
Mm-hmm.
All really nice girl. Built right. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was a little nervous. We all were a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't go through my phases yet.
You know? Yeah.
And figure out how to be a be a man out there yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Still a boy.
Still a boy. This man told this girl that I wasn't interested, and then he smashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I knew that.
Niggas ain't shit.
To this day, I wish nothing but bad luck on my man. He has been getting it. I was like, you know what?
See, but here's the thing. You don't wish bad luck on people.
Listen,
karma comes back to you.
Karma got my man bad.
Yeah, hey, that's all you can ask for.
My man been in jail for like 15 years.
Hey, that's what happens. You don't screw over the homie. You don't break bro code. You end up going to jail.
You screw you, bro. They gonna screw you in jail. But,
damn.
Yeah, if you was gonna break the bro code, you was gonna break the legal code too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I told you, you can't trust. If they gonna do that, you don't know what they gonna do.
Oh, this one right here. Bro code number 2. If your bro needs a wingman, always step up to the plate. How you feel about this? Do you believe this? Would you do it? Do you stand for this?
Yet another reason why I don't have a lot of guy friends. It depends, right? First of all, when you're younger, that wingman shit, it's okay, yeah. Right? At a certain age, if you don't have luck with women, unless there's like a group of women and you need a distraction, then yeah.
Oh yeah, like but one of her friends need attention, right?
Exactly.
And she's her friend's the attention whore, so she gonna take the attention away from y'all. Mm-hmm.
Or if she blocking.
She's a blocker, yeah.
Then I can see, yeah. But if not, and like you just working on one chick, I'm like, you ain't got no game at this age.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work on yourself. You don't need to be dating. If you still need a wingman for one person, I can understand you gotta run that interception type wingman. But yeah. If it's just because you gotta come up with some corny joke or play and whatnot just to get her interested, that's too much.
I feel you on that one. Like, I think if it's just her, you kind of just need you there to mm-hmm. boost the situation.
Exactly.
You need some help, dude. Dude, you need some help. You should have been picking up your lady by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't need wingmans. You don't need someone to, what you like, what do you call that? It's not a service pet. Would you like a service?
Pretty much.
My service nigga.
Wait, hold on. With a manservant.
Yeah. Manservant nigga right here.
Jeffrey.
You ever had like the poorest wingman? Like, you ever see someone as the worst person you would never make your wingman?
I've never had a wingman.
Had one wingman, and only because the girl was like, oh, you got someone for my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And my good wingman was already covered.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, someone already booked my other good wingman.
Yeah.
Because your good wingman always get booked.
Yeah. Always. See, but my thing, I've never, it's funny, I really shouldn't even have an opinion because I never had wing people because if I wanted to talk to somebody, I just go and talk to them.
Damn. You never had like someone that was like, yo, you got a friend for my friend? I'll come over.
No.
For real?
No. Because the way I see it, I go for maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I find if you're in groups, one, first of all, we all know about that safety shit. Women need to be safe and mm-hmm. whatnot and take precautions and whatnot. But I tend to try to have that conversation and get to know the person first before you coming over my house.
I feel you.
I got way too much good shit and I don't need you like knocking me over my head. Shit. Exactly. But I put that effort up front to get to know you before you even come over my house.
Yeah.
Before I invite you over. So I don't need to, and I'm not calling you at no 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, talking about something. Oh, you up? What you doing? Like, that's childish.
That's
shit.
A little childish. Like, that's.
And I'm very blunt really with my shit. Like, if I ask a chick to come over, she sort of kind of knows what it is because I've asked what it is.
Yeah.
If it's just a chill, then it's going to be just a chill.
I don't know because when you be like, I had an experience, like, girl was like, well, we just gonna chill tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? Me and the girl have been, you know, shacking up, hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't really want that tonight. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. We could just chill tonight. She came over. And she
totally
put
different.
It in.
Mm-hmm. You always let them take the lead.
I was just like,
so you do what
tonight.
You do. Yeah.
It was never a chill night.
But that's what I was saying. I don't need no wingman. Like, so I don't really have too much to say about it. I just feel like at a certain point, wingman shit got to go out the window. You got to learn how to have some, what was the kid calling nowadays? Riz?
Yeah, you got to riz, bro. You got to riz yourself up.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, opening line, some jokes, some compliments that's not obvious.
I mean, you can...
You got to throw them off.
Nowadays, you just offer eat the butt. That's like a new thing. That's a prerequisite now, apparently, in relationships, man.
This is why I have an age limit cutoff of my dating. I'm about to be 33. I got to have a cutoff for certain things, because...
I'm like, yo, bro, that's a prerequisite now? Like, when did this become prerequisite?
Exactly. Nah, we good.
Well, my experiences with wingman haven't always been the best. I think I've told you about it. It was the point where I was a wingman for somebody, mm-hmm. and we went on a date. I end up paying for the whole date. I pretty much took two girls out for my self-conscious. I could take two Jones out.
Hit me. I'm sorry up to say, you wasn't a wingman. You got played.
Yeah, at this point, I was mad as shit, bro. Yeah. He was like, yeah. Like, yo, listen. This is why they should have invented that lock your car thing earlier on. Y'all should have started that early. My man did not lock his car. Some subscriptions hit his joint, and my man couldn't pay for the girl's brunch or his brunch. And I was like, you know what? To save my man face so he can go home, get a happy ending, I paid for it.
Yo.
But you know what this man didn't do?
You know what makes people stronger?
What?
Failure.
So
here's the thing. I'm one of those friends. I'm brutally honest, right? My phone's always open for you to call me,
mm-hmm.
tell me anything. I got your back. If you in trouble, the gun's locked and loaded in the trunk. We on our way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you need to know before you call me is I'm going to be the most blunt and honest friend. Yeah. Now, I don't say shit to hurt your feelings. That's not what my intention. But I'm going to be very honest and upfront with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get played. Don't ask me to go on a double date if you ain't got money.
Exactly.
And we all manage our money. We all know our subscriptions and whatnot.
We all know it's the 16th and the 17th.
The way every person out there, especially the mature men, will tell you, if you ain't got money,
stay home.
You ain't got time to be worrying about no date.
You're right.
Amount of things dudes are willing to do for some cheeks is sad, quite honestly.
Yeah, they lie, cheat, steal.
Mm-hmm.
They go bankrupt.
Go bankrupt. I was like, yo, if you can't afford to get your money up.
I've seen people lose whole checks on hoes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman. I didn't mean to say.
Well, yeah, that's
you know what I mean.
Disrespectful, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
we gotta be respectful.
But some of them was.
Yeah, exactly. But we ain't talking about them. We talking about ladies, women.
Yeah, ladies. We talking about ladies here. But you're right, and you know, like he took like 3 months to pay me back.
Oh, that's a nod. See, I went my Stewie Griffin on him. Where's my money, man? Exactly. Don't play with me, Brian. 5 o'clock.
I know when people get oh my God, someone's FaceTiming me, man. 1 second, y'all. I gotta put this on. Do not disturb. Do not disturb. Focus. Why is she FaceTiming?
Might need a wingman.
Nah, that's not late. I appreciate Natalia for, you know, interrupting my episode. I'm going to actually message her real quick. 1 second here. 1 second, folks. But all I have to say is, you're right. At that point, I learned to space myself out from breaking the bro code.
Mm-hmm.
And like
I said, you only get one. You only get one time to play me like that.
Yo, you ever like, even when they're not your bros, this one bro... When I call somebody bro now, it's a lot more of a... It's a whole application process now to be a bro.
First of all, I don't call just anybody bro.
Yeah, like... I don't use that joke loosely at all anymore. I'd be like... Now he's just like... I'll just call you a dude. What's up, man?
It's an associate.
You are an associate.
You're an associate.
Because, like, people... Bros will do you dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And not even bros, but, like... Any guy would do you dirty. You ever like break up with somebody and you hear the other people trying to talk to him? You're like, bro, he was just in my face congratulating me and he's trying to talk to my ex after a week or two.
Main reason why I don't got bros.
I was like, yo, kind of be in that. Yeah, it's 100 million drones on in this place, but yeah. All right, so one is this, right? This is an easy one. Never hit on a bro's girlfriend. Bro, we a good friend.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
You ain't a bro.
We actually gotta, you know what we gotta do now? We gotta do.
See, it's not even that. My thing is that, one, I don't resort to violence.
We gotta do.
You gonna pull out the swords and everything?
They gonna
Mortal Kombat?
No, Slapbox.
See, it's not even worth it. I was like, those are the type of people you just cut off.
You right.
Right? Like, it's you get to a certain point in life where you're just like, you know what? I see who you are. Just cut them off.
That's true. It's we in that.
You don't even owe them a reason. Just cut them off. When you start seeing stuff like that, and I'm like, the way I see it is words are words, right? I don't need to kick your ass because you was flirting with my girl or you was making jokes and all the other whatnot. I would just cut you off.
That's true.
Now, if you put your hands on my girl inappropriately, that's another difference. I'm just going to have to deal with you like a man.
Yeah.
That's different.
But you don't, so you just going to cut them off?
Yeah,
what about 2000s, like the early 2000s, everything was a slap box.
Nah, we cut them off. You know me for how many years? I'm not about fighting.
You know, yeah, you true.
It takes me a lot for me to get to that, and especially where I'm at in life, it takes a lot for me to like.
Yeah, because you got.
I got a lot to lose.
You got a lot to lose. Like people who fight all the time, they got nothing.
Nothing to lose. And on top of that, most people don't know how to get their ass whooped and keep walking.
Nope, they're gonna be like, "Let me get the scrap."
Mm-hmm. And then you have to put them down. You don't want to do that.
Like a sick dog.
You don't want to take nobody off the senses. Like, that's hurtful.
I mean, it happens in Philly all the time.
It does.
I got another one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never hook up or date a bro's ex-girlfriend.
Nope.
Without permission.
Don't do it. Not, first of all, if any of my guy friends were to ask me, yo, do you mind if I hook up with or talk to or date my ex, I'm hanging up the phone. One, you will never hear from me again.
So not even if you're like
that what, shouldn't even
what counts as an ex? Because all right, here's the thing. I'm gonna play devil's advocate today.
Can we curse on here? Because
we can curse on
okay
here. But I'm play devil's advocate. So I see a lot of guys use like a girlfriend loosely now, and they mm-hmm. be like, they ready to claim anybody as the mm-hmm. ex. Like you could held my man's hand in fourth grade.
We gonna talk about the mature vision of it, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
If we officially were boyfriend and girlfriend,
and y'all both agreed,
if it was official and y'all both agreed,
yeah,
then yeah.
Oh yeah, that
or counts. Even better, if my penis was inside her at any point. As a bro, you shouldn't be nowhere looking in there.
So I got a question. So if you never hit,
then it's the free game. She wasn't into me.
All right, that's a pass up. That's the joint when you know y'all leap up.
Exactly.
All right.
You got me mature. Here, it's okay. So think about it like this, right? Remember that no attention without intention.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone's that's me.
That's all I do at this point.
If sorry about that. If what's it called? If she's not into me, and we haven't hooked up, and one of my homies are like, she finds him more attractive than me, or whatever reason she was, I dodged a bullet. I'm not gonna be mad. That's immaturity and like what insecurity.
Dang, 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 dang.
Two difference. If we was in a relationship or we hooked up. As a friend, she should be like a sister. Oh, that's my little sister. Get the fuck away from me.
Or like you don't. All right. So if my boy got a girlfriend, I don't even really want to get to know her.
See, here's
only if they like if y'all like serious, y'all about to be fiancés mm-hmm. and y'all do that. I'm like maybe I can start.
Exactly.
It's more
you gotta get to know her. My thing is as a good friend.
Yeah.
Right. You get to know her enough when he's around.
Yeah.
Never by yourselves.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have your number.
Exactly.
Y'all shouldn't be talking. Y'all shouldn't be friends on Facebook.
If my girl got a friend, if I got a girl and you got a girl, then my girl, your girl could be friends, but I'm not friends with your girl.
We're not friends.
Yeah.
Nah.
Vice versa.
Exactly. We don't do that. Now, if y'all all hanging out and you getting to know her, it's your job as a good guy friend to look for red flags so that if anything comes up that's like, she said something sketchy or you heard something, then you can help guide your homie.
Exactly. All right, but if the man's like kind of like, not even pussy whoop, yeah, he's simping. Because, you know, you, are on tiers of things. Being pussy is better than being simping.
No. Neither one is okay.
What's worse? Not getting it and paying for it, or getting it and paying for it?
See, I think they're on even playing fields.
For real?
Yeah. To be honest, because I'm like, it's sad. Like, not getting it and paying for it is sad. That's just sad. Especially if you're knowingly doing it, right? And you're delusional to think that that's going to change something.
Eventually, so we're gonna yeah. figure out, we're going to make eye contact. And it's gonna
happen. Exactly. That's sad right there.
Big sad.
Being pussy whipped is... And I don't even like that term, because I'm just like, you're supposed to be rocking for your girl and whatnot. If you're serious about your woman, you should start giving her more priority. If it's not interfering with your goals and your function and you progressing in your life, because at the end of the day, your job is to be said provider in a marriage and whatnot. I'm old school like that. I know some people are just like, oh, no. But I'm old school like that. So as long as putting her as a higher priority doesn't interfere with any of that, that's okay. Now, you just being ignorant and just like, oh, my girl said, that's too much.
That's way too much.
That's too much.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Nah,
bro. I've heard way too many dudes was like, yeah, I don't know. My girl said I can't do that. And I'm like, I can understand if it's stupid, but if it's something like serious, yeah. But for everything, nah. I've heard way too many dudes. I'm like, when did you stop becoming a man? Like, I'm sorry.
It's like you lose your dignity. And yeah. You put down your goals. And then honestly, most guys that do that, they lose the girl eventually.
Exactly. She loses respect for you.
That's why she was dating you, because you had a goal.
Yep.
And now you don't got your goals, because now she's more important than your goals.
Exactly.
How can you lead if...
If you're following.
It's like chasing your own tail at this
point. Yeah. It's sad. So many young brothers fall to it.
So many domesticated young brothers. All right. Let's go to the next one though, real quick, right? Never let a white knight hold you back. So there's two type of white knights with a girl, right? There's your friend, and then there's the girl's friend. I remember at a bookstore, right? This one girl was one girl was smoking. We was talking, and her friend just kept interrupting. I was like, hey, let's go to the sneaker store. Hey, let's talk about the sneaker store. And it was just to the point where I said, screw it. So I let it be. I was like, you know what? Have a great day. But at the end of the day, like, it was like 5 times that this man interrupted this girl to go to a different store. And I couldn't stand it. But then it's the bro. My bro did that to me before. It's like, oh, well, what you gonna get her number just to hook up with her? You shouldn't just be hooking up with girls. Like, girls ain't got their own minds. They don't make their own decision.
Yeah.
Maybe we try do more than hook up. Maybe try to see if we get to know each other. Just because you get a random girl number,
why are you assuming that?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you? The white knight always has... This is what makes a white knight, right? Self-righteousness. Self-righteousness does not mean that you're right. It's mean you'll be on the ass.
You know, cut them off.
At this point, I did.
You got to. Those type of people, you cut off. Now... The white knight as a friend that's cock blocking, if that's the term, I'm just use it. The way I always see it is like, you ask for, it's like, I see your friends like trying to move on and whatnot, but if you're interested, I'll like your number. If not, we cool.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, I always have business cards, so I'm just like,
there you go.
Hey, take my card, give me a call if you want to.
Yeah. For more than business.
That's about... Exactly. But other than that, I'm just like, yeah. So another thing, you can always be like, crack a joke at her expense, but like, make light of the situation.
You ever give like, girl, your chiropractor's number and be like, hey, you gonna need this if I see you again?
Nah. Nah.
Not corny like that?
Nah. You gotta give a compliment to that cock-locking friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's true. You gotta play... You gotta play his game.
Yeah.
You gotta feel good.
Yeah.
You're like cock blocking, because if you get the number, that's one more guy in front of him. Even though he's like 17th in queue, maybe even 99th in queue. And maybe if everyone in the world dies and it's only you, you might have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
Exactly. But other than that, if it's that self-righteous friend, cut him off. Don't need it.
Yeah, you're like, you're a party pooper.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, and he is out of the
way. Especially if that's the person that never got a chick.
Oh my God. That's a friend that you think might like other bros.
Which is nothing wrong with.
It's not wrong with it, but it's to a point where it's when it's toxic masculinity mixed with
homophobia. I don't like that. I don't like that word toxic masculinity, because if we're going to talk about that, we got to talk about toxic femininity, but eh.
I mean,
that's a whole, that just, whole different conversation.
It is a whole different conversation, but he's trying to always prove why he a man.
That's just somebody that's insecure in themselves.
Yeah, and then he'd be like,
you don't, you shouldn't have to prove you are anything. You be it.
Exactly.
A lion doesn't have to tell you it's a lion. You get the fuck out the way.
Exactly. If it does, I'd be kind of crazy. Like, I'm lying, bro. I'm like,
rawr.
I'm like, hey, yo.
It's like, hey,
first
yo.
First of all, this person just taught me you're a liar. A lion.
Like, crazy. Why are you talking?
Yeah, like, what is in my drink?
Exactly. Exactly. Yo.
All right, the next one. Always tell your bro if his girl is cheats on him. Verbatim. Always tell your bro. But here's the thing. You got to be sensitive to it.
It's how you say it. Because
you can't make him feel like shit. Because it's a sensitive moment. And I think you gotta slowly unveil it. This is,
I'm one of those guys, I find proof.
Yeah, we need, you need concrete proof. Because you, when it's your girl,
mm-hmm,
anything looks like she's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you be like, oh, she was just picking up pickles,
yeah,
at the neighbor's house. Picking up pickles, alright. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was just parked. She just parks over there sometimes around the corner.
But here's the thing. If you choose your circle properly,
mm-hmm,
you don't have that sensitivity.
Oh, no. 1 second, y'all. Uh-huh. Reloading project. Reloading project. Reloading project. Oh, wait, we're good. Stop recording. It's still recording. Bet. That's all we need to know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but like I was saying, if you've trimmed your circle enough properly to know that you rock for your homies and your homies rock for you.
Yeah.
If one of my homies was like, yo, I saw your girl doing this and this. I don't know what kind of agreement y'all got set up, but this is what I saw. And if he got pictures, even more, even better. If he got proof, even better. Those... So that's what I was saying. For me, I'm okay with telling my friends, like, yo, this don't look right. I think she might be doing something. You free to do what you want, but
yeah,
you got to deliver that, like, very
you
softly.
You can't just be like, oh, yeah, you a dummy because you're...
Yeah, no, that's an asshole. That's what you call an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that. Like, you can't take somebody when they're at their lowest and then start shitting on them. You don't do that. You're lower than human, to, in my opinion, to do some shit like that.
Yo, but people like to call things out to look, mm-hmm, like the good person, but really, you can't just always call things out bluntly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta be like...
No like one the, said the honesty needed to be cruel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because people always say all the time, it's like, oh, I was just being honest. Honesty doesn't have to be cruel.
Exactly.
There's a time and place for everything.
And you just hurt my man's feelings. Already hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna be in the bed like, why?
Yeah, that's
oh, well, here's a good one. Second to last one. We gonna be done soon.
Okay.
So, never shame your bro for hooking up with a girl you don't find attractive.
That ain't none of your damn business.
Yo, right? I had this conversation with somebody before, and I was like, we like different things.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly like all Jones. Like, mm-hmm. I like big Jones. I like petite Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I like John Jones. I like Jones. I like Jones. So, like, it was really like that. So I'm
hey.
Like, it's like, honestly, like, the only way I wouldn't like you, if you're bigger than the fridge, if you like two,
mm-hmm,
if the proportions are right, if the portions are right, and you're proportionate, I like it. But if you like one of those drones like this, they can like front and hard and not backing at all. I'm just saying, like, it's bad. Like, you know what I mean? They be the rude ones too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They be the rude ones. Yep. I'm a team. But I'm not body shaming. I'm just talking about preferences.
Yep.
You know, I'm bald. That means I ain't got a hairline.
Hey, mine's pushing back. That's why I got this shit on.
And I'm under 6 foot. I'm 5'10 and a half, so I'm short.
Yo, I'm 5'7. I'm close. I don't give a damn.
But at the end of the day, I was just like, you like what you like? You don't, well, she don't even look that good. Well, she cool.
That's why I call a hater.
Yeah, like, bro.
The way I see it is, first of all, you ain't supposed to be attracted to your girl's girl or the girl your homie is smashing. Like, we know that some people get attracted, but, like, you ain't supposed to find her attractive. You don't find her attractive. That's great. You're not tempted.
Exactly.
Like, that's stupid.
Is she ugly for you? It's good for me. You know what I mean? Like, or, what was it? I heard someone say, oh, well, oh, yeah, she look ghetto, though. She a ghetto hood rat, Joe. I'm like, bro, she is not ghetto. First of all, she got a better job than you.
First of all, if you don't know her.
You don't even know her. You're just like, hating.
You just hating at that point.
Yeah.
I'm just say you having a dry spell. Don't come at me and be mad at me. Like I said, it's time to cut niggas off because those ain't your friends.
You're right. They ain't your friends.
If a guy always has something negative to say about you or who you messing with, he ain't your friend. Cut him off.
Exactly.
Cut him off. Keep that circle short.
Man, what else was it? Yeah, don't do that. Oh my God, this... We'll do two more. Never shame your bro for getting rejected.
Nah, that's when you so
sport. Oh my God,
kings
bro.
Get stick together.
Nah. You know what's crazy?
What? What's crazy?
Before there was Riz and me,
mm-hmm.
I never like so. You know, I didn't think I was I didn't think I was attractive until like 2018.
Oh man, confidence so, like, is key.
So it wasn't. I never got rejected. I just was so awkward when girls would come with me. I knew what the fuck to do. I was like, you think I'm cute?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's going on?
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck's going on? So, like, everybody used to make fun because they was like, yo, you get nervous as shit. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think, of course, young dudes is going to do that. But I'm like I said, we're at a certain age at this point. Like, dudes rejecting you, like, getting rejected and you like making fun of that or cracking jokes at that is low.
Exactly.
What I said earlier, cut them off because you don't need those type of people in your life. Like, first of all, the problem that we're seeing is that one, the suicide rate amongst men is way higher than a lot of people like to admit.
Yeah.
Depression is a lot higher in men that we don't want to admit because we're taught to not show our emotions, hide that shit in. Men don't cry.
Exactly.
Boys don't cry. Men don't cry. Bullshit. We all cry.
I won't lie.
We all
feel. I had a little good secret cries in my car a couple times. The hard points.
You got to.
I was not drunk.
Like, when you see mofos just like snapping and wilding out, breaking shit, beating on people and whatnot.
Yeah.
Usually because they kept that shit inside.
Yep.
It's not manly to go talk to somebody. This is why it's crucial for men to have a close circle of like-minded men around them, because mm-hmm. we all need men support. Being around other men is crucial for our development.
Exactly.
Right? Being around the wrong men are detrimental to our development.
You right about that.
Proper men... And the situation you were discussing where you got rejected would be there. Because we all, like, sometimes we're at our highest and we get rejected. We able to, like, brush it off. Right? Mm-hmm. Other times you get real low and you're like, yo, what's wrong with me? And internalize it. And that's where your bros are supposed to be there to be like, yo, it's nothing wrong with you. You just wasn't for her. And to be honest, if it was meant to be, it would be. So move on.
Honestly, you ever believe in the law of averages?
Explain it to me a little bit.
So, all right, right? So everyone has like their own average. I learned this in sales, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone has their own average. Let's say when you first start, your law of average is every 10 sales you get to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that for dating. But you get better, you get every 10 sales you might... I mean, every 10, like, attempts to sell, you might get 7 successfuls, mm-hmm. right? So I believe like it's a point in your life where you gotta realize that you're not gonna always get 100% of the shots you take. Mm-hmm. So you always gotta be cool with it and just know, like, these are just you going through the numbers.
Exactly. And on top of that, if you think about inherently, like, we don't want to come into sales, but when you think about it, the more you practice something, the better you get. Exactly. Like you were saying, like, you were awkward when you were, like, first getting into a dating game and whatnot. Yeah. Because you didn't know how to take a compliment or anything else like that. Yeah. But as you talked more, you got comfortable with it. You got more experience. Mm-hmm. Right? And you're able to present yourself in a better light that makes it more optimal for you to, like, get to know someone. Because you're not going to lock them down until you get to know them. Because they might got bad habits you don't like. And you might have bad habits that you didn't know you had that they don't like. Right? So when it comes to averages, yeah, it comes from the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah.
Obviously, you should be better at picking up a partner at that time. I know we're talking about bro codes, but I'm going to just say partner just so that it goes for both sides. Right? But, yeah, don't do that.
Don't reach in. Don't.
Yeah.
Help my man out. Take my man out to get some food or something.
Damn right.
Get some refreshments.
That's what I always do when a homie comes by and they stressed out, especially over a woman. I'm like, go get a drink. Let's chat about this. I'm like the sage of our friend group anyway. So,
yes, you are. All right, this is what you got. Last one. Always help your bro get better with girls. If you feel like your bro is suffering and he's not good with girls, you can actually help him get better with girls.
See,
or at least be like, if he asks for help, you gonna give it to him? Like, he gonna ask for your trick? I was like, yo, like, what do you think?
I always do, and I always like give like some guidance. I'm not a Casanova. I ain't gonna pretend to be, right? Most chicks don't interest me anyway because they're not into what I'm into. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, like I said, I'm very specific with the type of woman that I want to be with. But when it comes to like guiding somebody else, like at a certain point, you got to be able to pick yourself up by the bootstrap, because I can tell you things to say,
yeah,
and do. Right, that night might not work for you. Right, for example, right. Not gonna say his name, but one of my homies. Right, we regularly talk. He's younger than me, and we regularly talk about the dating aspect. We both believe it sucks ass. Right, we both play around with dating apps. I gave up because I know the math behind it and the algorithms and shit. It's not built for us, but he still uses it and everything else like that. But whenever he has a setback, or when he's talking to somebody, he's like, oh, well, how do I respond to this? Whether chicks being rude, being what's called confusing and whatnot. I usually say, it was like, well, I will respond like this, right? And I have to bring myself back to remember that he's more I don't want to say soft spoken, because he's not soft spoken, more introverted than I am.
Okay.
Right? When it comes to women, I on the other hand, like I said, I'm very blunt and I'm very straightforward most of the time. Like I said, not to hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm going to be honest with you most of the time. And it might hurt your feelings, it might not, but every time I say something, it's out of love, not out of malice. So I have to remember that the way I say it is probably not the best way for him to say it, because that's not him, right? So I say that to say that, yeah, help your homie out,
yeah,
to an extent. You can't constantly keep helping them, because only you can deliver your lines the way you deliver your lines.
He got to learn how to think for himself.
Because some of the things I say can get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if the fact that I put in work, right? Like, I set the ground rules. Not ground rules, but I set the foundation for me to joke like that, yeah. Right? Because it's always in a joking tone, but, like, makes them wonder, like, oh, is he serious? Like, I'm down if he's serious, but I don't... You can't do that because you haven't laid the groundwork, my guy. You get slapped. Exactly. She might get her homies for you. Like, don't do that. But yeah, no, always help somebody out if you to guide them. But you can only help to a certain extent because you got to find your own voice.
Exactly.
In the world of sheeps, be the lion.
Listen, we're going to end on that. That's going to be on TikTok, right? It's going to be on Reels, right? It's going to be bars. But with that, we bid you adieu. Thank you for chatting with me today, Marcus. Peace out. Check us out on YouTube. We are on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts to pretty much every podcast, on Spotify as well. Peace.
It's medium ghetto when we think you watching for listening, viewing, and tuning on in. Joining the left of the facts and for summers to cap, we can't wait till we do it again. You know we love you and we gonna see you next time again. Thank you for joining the gang. If they ask about us, don't fret, just tell them we medium ghetto, it's all in the name. Yeah.